Continuing with our look at death, barzakh, resurrection, and now the day of judgment, let's today look at this day. I'll start off Surah Al-Inshiqaq. This is Surah number 84, the bursting asunder. And in Ayah 6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhal insan, O human being, innaka qadihun ila rabbika qadhan famulaki. Surely you must strive to attain to your Rabb. A striving, a trying, until you meet him. In other words, you are in essence working towards your Rabb, and meet him you will. No matter what we do in the course of our lives, we will eventually stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be responsible for the consequence of our actions. So each passing day brings us even closer to that point in time. It's like an hourglass. It flows continually in the direction of this day when we will see ourselves in actual form. And none of us, no human being, can escape this. In Surah Al-Ghashiyah, Ayah 25 and 26, he says, this is the last two ayat, he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna ilayna ayabahum, thumma inna alayna hisabahum. Surely to us is their turning back, then surely upon us is taking their account. So let's now focus and try and picture this. There is about 6 billion people on the earth today. If you add this figure to the total number of people who ever lived in the past, it will sort of give you some idea of the crowd that will gather on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment. Every single human being, from Prophet Adam alayhi salam, the first man on earth, to the last person ever to live in the world, will all be present. You know, if you imagine that amazing picture, I mean, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is nothing. For us, can you imagine the situation of each human being? And we've talked about this before, that on that day, there is nothing that matters. We're not going to look at relationships, we're not going to look at anything but the knowledge of ourselves. Let's look at the ayah of Quran, which will sort of help us. Surah Al-Taha, Surah number 20, Ayah 108. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يَوْمَ عِذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الدَّاعِيَ لَا عِوَجَلَ وَخَشْعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ فَلَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَّا حَمْسًا. On that day they shall follow the inviter. There is no crookedness in him, and the voices shall be low before the Rahman, so that you shall not hear anything but soft sounds. يَوْمَئِذٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةُ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَرَضِيَ لَهُ قَوْلًا. On that day no intercession except which he has allowed, whom the beneficent God has allowed, and whose word he is pleased with. The next one, يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا. He knows what is before them and what is behind them. They don't comprehend it in knowledge. And finally, in Ayah 111, he says, وَعَنَتِ الْوُجُوهُ لِلْحَيِّ الْقَيُّومِ. And faces shall be humbled before the living, the self-subsistent God. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ حَمَلَ الظُّلْمَ. And he and anyone weighed down with wrongdoing will have failed. This is the moment of account. And then let's look at how this great court is being prepared. In Surah Al-Haqqa, that's Surah number 69. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ayah 16 says, وَانْشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَهِيَ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاحِيَةٌ وَالْمَلَكُ عَلَىٰ أَرْجَائِهَا وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ. He says, and the heavens shall be split apart. For that day it'll be very frail. The angels will be gathered around its edge, and on that day they will bear the throne of their Rabb above their heads. On the day, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةٌ. You shall be exposed to view. No secret of yours shall remain hidden. And he says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ فَيَقُولُ حَاؤُمُ اقْرَءُوا كِتَابِيَهْ. Then as for him who is given his book in his right hand, he will say, lo, read my book. Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya. I knew that I shall meet my account. So if you're aware that you are responsible for your own actions, he says, look what happens. فَهُوَ فِي إِشَةٍ رَاضِيَ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ. So it shall be in a life of pleasure, in a lofty garden, the fruits of which are near at hand. قلوا واشربوا حنيم بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية. Eat and drink presently for what you did beforehand in the days gone by. Now look at the other side. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابُهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُؤْتَ كِتَابِيَ. And as for him who has given his book in his left hand, he shall say, would that my book had never been given to me. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ. I had not known what my account was. See what he says? And he says, يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَ. Oh, would it had made an end of me. He says, مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ. My wealth has availed me nothing. حَلَقَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَ. My authority has gone away. And it's told, خُزُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. Hold him, chain him, ثُمَّ الْجَهِيمُ صُلُّوهُ. Cast him into the burning fire. It makes your hands, the hair on your hands, stand on end. Look what will happen to the earth. Let's look at Surah Al-Fajr. This is Surah number 89. If we look from Ayah 21 onwards, he says, قَلَّا إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكَّا دَكَّا. When the earth is made to crumble to pieces. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. And your Rabb comes and also the angels in ranks. وَجِيَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّ لَهُ الذِّكْرَ. And Jahannam, hell, is made to appear on that day. On that day the human being shall be mindful. But what shall being mindful then avail him? يقول, and he will say, يا ليتني قدمت لي حياتي. Oh, would that I have sent before in my life. فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد. But on that day there shall be no punishment like this punishment. ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد. And no one shall bind with anything as the binding shall be. In other words, you'll be stuck to the consequence of your actions. And maybe the best advice given was Hazrat Luqman's to his son, and we find it in Surah Luqman, that's Surah number 31, Ayah 16, when he tells his son, Ya Bunaya, O my son, Inna ha'antaku mithqal habbatin min khardalin, fatakun fi sakharatin aw fi samawati aw fi al-ardi, ya'ati biha Allah, inna Allah latifun khabir. Surely, if it is the very weight of the grain of a mustard seed, even though it is in the heart of a rock, or high above in the heavens, or deep down in the earth, Allah will bring it to light. Surely Allah is the knower. He's the knower of subtleties, and He is aware. So it's this great big court with billions and billions and trillions and zillions of people. And all we're going to be worried about. So a day when there'll be no strength, no helper. A day when if you did not live by the laws of God, then it'll be tough, very tough. A day when if you did not realize that you were responsible for the consequence of your actions, then it'll be very, very difficult. A day when nothing is left out. Surah Al-Taqwir, we see that ayah that really makes us shake. وَإِذَا مَعُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. When the baby girl buried alive is asked, for what crime was she killed? There is no denying, for there are witnesses to tell the truth, and the witnesses are ourselves. A day when the heaven is rolled up, the mountains become like carded wool. There is no stability. The earth is crushed to pieces. And there will be desperation for those who deny. And that's probably summed up in Surah Al-Mursalat. In Ayah 34, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُقَذِّبِينَ. Woe on that day to those who deny, who covered up the truth. هَذَا يَوْمُ لَا يَنْتَقُونَ. This is the day on which they shall not speak. وَلَا يُؤْذَنُ لَهُمْ فَيَعْتَذِرُونَ. Permission shall not be given to them, so that they will offer excuses. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُقَذِّبِينَ. Again he says, woe on that day to those who covered up the truth. هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. This is a day of decision. جَمَعْنَاكُمْ وَالْأَوَّلِينَ. We have gathered you and those of before. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَكُمْ كَيْدٌ فَقِيدُونَ. So if you have a plan against me now. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُقَذِّبِينَ. Woe on that day to those who deny it. It's so strong. And there'll be a witnessing of both Jahannam and Jannah by all. And that, when I read this, it shakes you. Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7. If you look at from Ayah 46 onwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٌ. Between the two there shall be a veil. وَعَلَى الْعَرَافِ رِجَالٌ يَعْرِفُونَ قُلُّم بِسِيمَاهُمْ وَنَادَوَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ عَنْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَمْ يَدْخُلُوهَا وَهُمْ يَتْمَعُونَ. And on the most elevated places there shall be human beings who know all by their marks. And they shall call out to the dwellers of Jannah, peace be upon you. They shall not have yet entered it, but they have hoped. So they are somewhere in between, looking at the people of Jannah. وَإِذَا صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ تِلْقَى أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And when their eyes shall be turned towards the inmates of the fire, they shall say, Our Rabb, do not place us with the unjust people. Now, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْأَعْرَافُ رِجَالًا يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ قَالُوا مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ جَمْعُكُمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَقْبِرُونَ. And the dwellers of the most elevated places shall call out to the human beings whom they will recognize by their marks, will say, It was no avail for you. You're amassing of wealth and you're behaving so proudly. And these they about whom you swore that Allah will not bestow mercy on them. They were told, Enter Jannah, you shall have no fear, nor shall you grieve. In other words, those that were looked down upon, whom that is those who amassed wealth, those who showed arrogance, taqabbur, and behaved haughtily, thought that these were nothing, and these are being told, Enter Jannah. Now look what happens. وَنَادَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. And the inmates of the fire shall call out to the inmates of Jannah. They will say, أَفِيذُ عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاعِ أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. Pour on someone water or that which Allah has given you. قالوا, they will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah has prohibited that, prohibited this on those who cover up the truth. Now who are those? And this is very important. الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَحْوًا وَلَعِبًا وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا وَمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. Who take their religion for an idle sport and a play, and the life's, and this life's world deceives them. So today we forsake them because they neglected the meeting of this day of theirs and they denied our communication. Bottom line, they did not think that they were responsible for the consequence of their actions and they did not strive in the world to reach their full potential. Inshallah, we will continue tomorrow and we will look at the concepts of Jahannam and Jannah.